The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, referring back to the Braisa on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, in continuing to teach us what a father is obligated to do on behalf of his son, says Lamdei Umnas, a father has to teach his child a profession. Ask the Gemara Menolam, from where do we know this then? The pasuk says, look to have a life with your wife. So the pasuk is comparing chayim, having a means of living, to a wife. Im isha mamashi, if we explain that the pasuk is referring to an actual wife, so we will learn that just like we learned in the previous piece of Gemara, k'shem shechayv lasi ishoy, k'chayv l'lam de'umnes. Just like we learned in the previous Gemara that there's an obligation for a father to marry off his son, so too will there be an obligation for a father to teach his son a profession. Vim, and if we'll say that the pasuk is Torahi, that the pasuk is referring to Torah, we'll say k'shem shechayv l'lam de'Torah, just like a father has an obligation to teach his son Torah, Kav Chayiv Lalamdei Umnes. So the Gemara actually is saying that there's two ways of understanding how we know that a father has an obligation to teach, how we know from this pasuk that a father has an obligation to teach his son a profession. And the Makna says that Nafkamina, whether we compare learning a profession to marrying off a child, or whether we learn teaching a profession to Torah, the nafkamina will be if one is obligated not only to teach his sons a profession, but is one also obligated to teach his daughters a profession. If we'll say that the pasuk is referring to Torah, so as we've learned in our sugyas, just like a father is not obligated to teach his daughter Torah, he will not be obligated to teach her a profession. But if we'll say that the pasuk is referring to a wife, just like a father is obligated, as we've learned in the previous piece of Gemara, to marry off his daughter, so too he is obligated to teach her a profession. So he says, the fact that the pasuk chose to call this chayim, so there's a Gemara. The Gemara discusses, are women obligated in the mitzvah mezuzah just like men? And the Gemara says, ota gavra bai chayi, noshel bai chayi. The pasuk says regarding the mitzvah mezuzah, leman yirbu yumeichem, says the Gemara, do only men need to live? Women don't need to live. So we see that women that when are certainly connected to the concept of chayim. And since women are certainly connected to the concept of chayim, they deserve panosa. The Meiri, however, here says that since this Braisa quotes the obligation of teaching a child umnes, together with all the other obligations, Mila and Pidyon HaBen, Torah, so just like all of those obligations, as the Gemara has been teaching us, only apply to men, not to women, so too is this an obligation only for men. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashuk Echemen, in discussing the Shaila, says that certainly if a father has limited funds to use for teaching his child a profession, a son comes before a daughter. But if Baruch Hashem, the father has the ability to teach not only his son a profession or to pay for schooling, but even for his daughter, certainly he should do so. And he gives two reasons. One reason is because the son because a daughter, chas v'shalom, if she become an almana, a grusha, rachman tzlan, needs a source of livelihood. And the other reason he gives is that, especially nowadays, where many families need the income of two, both the husband and the wife, and moreover, he says that if the husband is learning in Kaidel, so the wife will be helping to support him. So certainly, the halacha is that one has to teach his daughter a profession if at all possible. I saw from the Avni Nezer, the Avni Nezer makes a very interesting observation. The Gemara that we continue learning here says, V'yesh oimrim afla shita b'nohar, that a father has an obligation to teach his son how to swim, my tamach yusehi, because that's the way he'll know how to live, chas v'shalom, if he's in the ocean and the ship is in trouble, he'll know how to swim. And then the Gemara continues to go back to the concept of Rabbi Yehuda HaMikael She'enem Lamdei Umnes. So the Avni Nezer asks, shouldn't have the Gemara first finished discussing the halacha of Umnes? And after the Gemara finishes discussing the halacha of Umnes, then it could go on to discuss the halacha of teaching him how to swim. Says the Avni Nezer that the Gemara is teaching us a very important lesson. We know when one swims, swimming is, your body is in the water, but you have to keep your head above the water. Says the Avni Nezer, the Gemara is teaching us an important lesson. Yes, one has to learn an umdus. Yes, one has to have a panosa. But the panosa has to be in a fashion that his head is above the water, and not that he's completely entrenched in the panosa. He has to remember that he has to keep his head above the water. He has to keep his head in Torah. The Gemara continues in saying, "Kol she'en malam de umdis, malam de listis." So Rav Baruch Ber says that the Gemara is not just teaching us here that the reason that one has to have a profession is because of chas v'shalom, if he won't have a profession, he'll end up stealing. The Gemara is teaching us a shir. The Gemara is teaching us to what degree does one have to be involved in panosa. The Gemara is teaching us that one only has to be involved in panosa to stay out of listis, to stay out of a situation that chas v'shalom he shouldn't come to steal from other people. But once a person, Baruch Hashem, has the ability through his panosa not to have to steal, he, Baruch Hashem, has enough to live on, then he has to go right back to learning. The Gemara is teaching us a shir. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, interesting, in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin Vav, Divrei HaMaskil Lamdei Sofer Umnes, the Halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is mentioned over there in the Shulchan Aruch. Chefetz Shemaim Mutal Dab Behem. One may speak on Shabbos. Chefetz Shemaim Kigoyin Cheshboinu Shal Mitzvah. Lifsoi Tztoka. Ulufakech Aliske Rabim. Ulushadech Atinoi Shiduchim L'Aris Ulamdoi Sefer Omnes. You're allowed to arrange, says the Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos, for somebody to go to school or to guard a job. So the Mishnah Berurah says that our Gemara says that a father has to teach his son Torah and he also has to teach him Umnes. But Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara at the end of our Masechta, where Rav Neruah says, "Menich ani kol Umnes shebeloilam, I will put all other professions on the side. Ve'eini melamed l'bani ela Torah, b'vad, and I'm only going to teach my son Torah." So kol umnes sheba'olam umnes lo la'odna be'es yaldusa. All other professions you could do when you're young and you're strong. Leis neknosa meis mutbarav. When you get old and weak, you can't do many jobs. Avatara medes lo la'odna be'yaldusa. The Torah is with us all of the time. So, the Mishnah Brura, first of all, makes a very important point. He says that even if somebody is learning a profession and is preoccupied with a job, he has to always have Torah and Yerushalayim accompany them. And it's critical, he says, that he should learn the Torah that's evolved with his job, because Chas v'Shalom, he should not do his job properly. It's a question of Gezeila. He says it's sometimes difficult to properly perform all mitzvahs when one is at a job. He says you sometimes have to be at places that are not that great. So he says one has to be careful that he should know and watch himself all the time. So he says, and certainly while one is in school learning a profession, he should make sure not to do anything that's not appropriate. It's interesting how Rav Ozner Zatzal in Shas Tshuva Shevet Levi Chelek Dalet Siman Aleph uses this Gemara to ask a question about people buying different types of insurance policies that should be there if Chas v'Shalom they get disabled, or that there should be funds to marry off his children. Is it appropriate or not? The question obviously being that is this considered a lack of bitachon and amuna by buying these policies? So he says, if you have an individual who truly is on the madrega, that the pasuk says, "Baruch haGever Shiftach Hashem, V'Hoya Hashem Miftachoy." Somebody and Rav Ozner quotes the Gemara that we just quoted at the end of our Masechta, the Meniach and the Kol Umnish Ba'Olam Ve'Ini Malamnes Bnei El Torah. Such an individual, and that's how the Machna, he explains, reconciles that Gemara with our Gemara. He says there are two types of individuals. There are people who are on a high level of bitachon. A person who's on a high level of bitachon could have to live that way. The Gemara says, Haba Osuk Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Many people try to live the life like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, for they also b'yadim, and they weren't successful. Such an individual, so it depends on who you are. If you're an individual on a high level of bitachon, then you indeed have the right to not live with policies and different types of these types of plans. But he says most people can't live that way. And he says, included in what our Gemara says, that you teach a son a profession, what that means is living, you have to live the way people live, and living that way and getting a job does not represent a lack of panosa, a lack of amuna, and doesn't represent, as he says, embezach sarin amuna, and is therefore permitted.